forum is a time for anybody that wants to address us on non-agendized items today. If you're going to speak, please give us a sticker card. That goes also for the items on the agenda today. I have one public forum card for Mr. Fuentes.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. Felice Pace, representing the Project to Reform Public Land Grazing. I'm going to show you a few slides. I was inspired 4 years ago by the Quartz Valley Indian Reservation with EPA grants. They've been water quality testing over in the Scott Valley, and they were picking up E. coli and other pollution coming off of the federal lands and specifically off of grazing allotments. What our project does, it's all volunteers and interns, and we go up into the mountains where they found these violations, and we document things like trash springs and trampled banks and the things that are actually the lack of management on the ground. And these are high quality waters coming right out of springs, coming right out of the ground, that are being fouled as soon as they come out of the ground. And if you would go on, please.
You have the clicker right.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we check, can I ask, just as a point of interest, how long is this presentation?
I'm trying to get it in four minutes. Here.
Okay. Good.
You know, I've designed it quick.
No, it's okay.
So.
Keep going.
Okay.
Thanks. I just need to know.
And I hope I do the right thing here. So, you know, in the uplands, because of lack of herding, the cows around, they've concentrated in certain areas, and then the uplands get denuded so that there's very little grass in the uplands, and all the grass is now in the riparian areas. And we've monitored over these four seasons, we've monitored 9 different allotments multiple times. And so you get a lot of deposition of waste, as you see at the bottom there. There's a cow pie right next to fouled water. This is a watershed where they actually found a violation of the basin plant standard successive days for E. coli. And then, you know, this is Willow Wetland seen from above, and there's 2 riparian areas, actually parts of a third too, going through it. And you can see that the willows, to get to the grass between, the cows have pushed through. And in the fall, cows, elk, and deer all like willow. So the willow wetlands are being fragmented and degraded, and the riparian areas are being opened to sunlight, a topic we discussed at length yesterday. And so what we've also done is then look at the BMP reports, because under the Forest Service waiver, they use BMPs. The main one for grazing is the allotment management system, where they're supposed to give direction to the permittees in terms of what they need to do on the ground. But what we find is that over from 98 to 2012, and this is all in the Klamath National Forest, the percent of activities reviewed that were rated as fully effective, for all BMPs, 94% were effective. Grazing BMPs, 57% were effective. So we think it's really clear that there's a management problem here. And what we've tried to do is propose a collaborative all-party approach to the Forest Service. And we had that going for a while, but then now the Forest Service, based on input from Siskiyou County and some of the permittees, not all of them, have decided not to collaborate with this project or with the Quartz Valley Indian Reservation. They're still meeting with your people. And we're going to continue to work with your staff. In fact, I'm meeting with Fred Blatt right after the forum to try to get Klamath National Forest grazing management reform. And this project is all about reform. There's in order to do grazing responsibly up in the mountains with all these wetlands and springs, these high-quality waters that are coming right out of the ground, you need to have active management. You need to move these animals around, use to the different pastures, and keep them out of the riparian areas. And that's what we are going for. By the way, this project is sponsored by 3 organizations: Wilderness Watch, which is out of Montana, EPIC, which you know well, out of the North Coast, and also the Klamath Forest Alliance. If there's any questions, I'll
come to a question.
Just wanted to make you guys aware.
I want to remind you too that I believe on January agenda there's a reporting on the Scott and the Shaft, which I'm sure you know. But
glad to be here.
Thank you. We'll see you.
I just had one question to our staff. Are we participating in
And then I am concerned on excluding certain groups because that's not going to resolve anything that's done. And if we're participating, I would be more concerned.
If we are, so yes, we are participating, not specifically in this grazing reform project that Felice is mentioning, but we are participating in conversations with Klamath National Forest in particular, related to grazing issues on allotments within the forest.
Well, for meeting with foresters, that's good, but we're not participating in a group that's excluding others.
We are not participating in a group that's actively excluding others.
I didn't hear your answer, I'm sorry.
We are not.
Okay, thank you. Good answer. Yeah.
We are meeting with, but I'll say what we are doing, which is, as Felice mentioned, we're meeting with Felice, Fred Blatt of our Nonpoint Source Division will be meeting with Felice, and we're meeting with Klamath National Forest staff later this month.
Felice, thank you.
You're welcome.
I have no other speaker cards for public forum. Seeing nobody else, we'll move on.